tank over there.
For American soldiers of the 101st Airborne, Manas Air Transit Center is a welcome patch of America in the heart of Central Asia. 2 hours away is their ultimate destination, the battlefields of Afghanistan. For American pilots, Manas offers a flying gas station. Drawing from bladders containing 5 million gallons of aviation fuel, tankers from Manas fuel jets over Afghanistan, eliminating the need to ever land in the mountainous nation. Taliban attacks on trucks coming up the southern route through Pakistan have made the northern route through Kyrgyzstan increasingly valuable. Colonel Dwight Soans is the Manas Center commander.
Kyrgyzstan in itself is really the crown jewel of Central Asia in terms of its location, its sphere of influence with the surrounding countries.
But in mid-June, just as Colonel Soans arrived here, ethnic Kyrgyz and ethnic Uzbek turned on each other in Osh, about 320 kilometers away. Hundreds died. In the past, Kyrgyz political passions have turned against the U.S. base. Last year, the Kyrgyz parliament voted 78-1 to expel the Americans. Washington turned the situation around by nearly quadrupling the annual rent to $60 million. Kyrgyz scholar Alisher Kamidov says politicians are turning the American base into a political football prior to the October elections.
Now these parties are agitating again for kicking the base out. They are arguing that, look, this Western presence is the cause of all our troubles. And I have seen some politicians calling on the eviction of this base with the hope or with this expectation that Kyrgyzstan will regain its stability and its sovereignty.
Opposition also comes from Russia. Moscow ruled Kyrgyzstan from 1876 until 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed. Today, Kyrgyzstan is the only nation in the world to host both an American and a Russian base. Leonid Bondarets is an advisor for the Russian base at Kant, only 40 kilometers from the American base. Bondarets says the U.S. base opened in 2001 on a temporary one-year lease. He sees it as part of a larger American plan to strengthen its position in the region, winning access to oil and gas in Central Asia and minerals in Afghanistan. Russia retains a lot of influence here. Most people over 30 speak Russian. One-fifth of Kyrgyz workers work in Russia. The money they send home is a valuable economic lifeline for this impoverished, landlocked nation of 5.3 million people. Americans of Manas are working overtime to win local hearts and minds. American money is digging wells, roofing schools, buying local crafts, and building a women's shelter. Again, Base Commander Colonel Soans.
We ultimately have the social-cultural aspect of it where we kind of take the uniforms off and we get into sports gear, and if we have a chance to, you know, to play volleyball or soccer or go down and see a ballet downtown, have the mayors come out for a 4th of July celebration, that's all part of that team building.
Valentin Bogatyrov, a political analyst in Bishkek, has never visited the Manas base, but he senses that Kyrgyz attitudes are softening toward the U.S. presence. He says mainstream politicians are starting to value the base for contributing to the national budget, for development projects, for upgrades to Bishkek's international airport, and for employing 900 local workers. So, in the roller coaster that is Kyrgyz politics, the United States is gambling that goodwill and dollars will carry the day, keeping open this vital back door to Afghanistan. James Brook for VOA News, Manas, Kyrgyzstan.